Now, you say Jehoshaphat sometimes, and that's just a little blob of violet, a little sharp blob, because it usually comes out ping, like that. And the little blob was there, glowing just off center. And then, she said, I can finish it like this. And a flat, lusterless, hollow cube of slate gray sprang up to enclose everything. The light within shone through it, but dimmer, imprisoned somehow. Bailey felt a sadness at it, as though it were something enclosing him, keeping him from something he wanted. He said, What's that last? Gladiah said,
Why, the walls about you. That's what's most in you, the way you can't go outside, the way you have to be inside. You are inside there, don't you see?
Bailey saw, and somehow he disapproved. He said, Those walls aren't permanent. I've been out today.
You have? Did you mind?
He could not resist a counter-dig. The way you mind, seeing me. You don't like it, but you can stand it. She looked at him thoughtfully.
Do you want to come out now, with me, for a walk?
It was Bailey's impulse to say, Jehoshaphat, no. She said,
I've never walked with anyone, seeing. It's still daytime, and it's pleasant weather.
Bailey looked at his abstractionist portrait and said, If I go, will you take away the gray? She smiled and said,
I'll see how you behave.
The structure of light remained as they left the room. It stayed behind, holding Bailey's imprisoned soul fast in the gray of the cities. Bailey shivered slightly. Air moved against him, and there was a chill to it. Gladiah said,
Are you cold?
It wasn't like this before,
muttered Bailey.
It's late in the day now, but it isn't really cold. Would you like a coat? One of the robots could bring one in a minute.
No, it's all right.
They stepped forward along a narrow paved path. He said,
Is this where you used to walk with Dr. Liebig?
Oh, no. We walked way out among the fields where you only see an occasional robot working, and you can hear the animal sounds. You and I will stay near the house, though, just in case.
In case what?
Well, in case you want to go in.
Or in case you get weary of seeing?
It doesn't bother me, she said recklessly.
There was the vague rustle of leaves above and an all-pervading yellowness and greenness. There were sharp, thin cries in the air about, plus a strident humming, and shadows, too. He was especially aware of the shadows. One of them stuck out before him, in shape like a man that moved as he did in horrible mimicry. Bailey had heard of shadows, of course, and he knew what they were, but in the pervasive indirect lighting of the cities, he had never been specifically aware of one.